This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. My voice is heard. Make it pay off. Yes, my voice is heard, and I make it pay off. I speak my word, and I claim the truth about myself, and I claim the truth about all the things in my world, and all the experiences that I have, and it is something that pays off. Now, it's so easy to be reiterant and redundant and speak things that are not what I want to experience and then wonder why I experience them. I oftentimes do this. We all do. It's an unfortunate thing, but my voice is heard and I should make it pay off. So, what sort of things am I going to talk about? With the crew at campus here at the University of Healing, I have been talking recently about listening to movies that are rather action-packed movies and a lot of violence and a lot of emotionalism in them, and that we should listen to them and be the guide of saying as we listen to it, I'm untouched by it. I know that it's just theater. I know that it's just things that are going on. Now, that's great. That's really great. And this is what we should all learn to do. We should learn to be able to look at life and see it as a theater, and see it as something that is untouching to us, but something that is going on in the world, and we know the truth about it. Now, when we watch violence in a movie, and that we get emotionally bound up into it, we are not the masters of ourselves. We are not the ones who are creating our own world. We are allowing the world about us to take charge, and to tell us what we are to think, what we are to do, how we are to act, and how silly that is. Now, what sort of action do you want in your life? What sort of experience do you want? Do you want to watch the movies? And do you want to see all this emotionalism and get yourself all squiggled out of shape in that emotionalism of the movie? It can happen. Or do you want to look at life and see yourself get all squiggled out of shape in the emotionalism of life? I have many adults who talk with me on a frequent basis, telling me about their children and how their children are acting and how their children are doing. Some are doing quite nicely and some are doing not so nicely. And they say, oh, if only, if only. And I say to them, now look, you have trained these children in the values that you feel are important in life, and you have given them the values, and your voice is heard. And now make it pay off. Believe that they will live according to what you have taught them. Now, did you teach them good things? Did you teach them good values? Did you teach them good morals? Did you teach them the things that you're proud of, that you would do? Or did you teach them to go along with the way the world wants them to do, to drink and smoke and do all these things? And as we all know, as of late, that's been on the no-no list. And it's been, well, it should be. But the point is, what's your attitude? What's your thinking? Whenever I see a teenage smoker, I think of myself, there's some adult behind that who has taught them about smoking, who has shown them about smoking. And you say, well, the other teenagers showed them. Yeah, but who showed those other teenagers? And how did they get it? You see, they always go back to who is doing the training, who is doing the sharing, who is doing the showing of values and the showing of the desires of values and how their word is heard. Now, if you say to every child, speak good. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Yes, that's true. Thumper was told that by his mother in Bambi. Now, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And this is so true. So, let's say something nice about our body. I live in my ideal body. Well, now that's kind of nice, but what is an ideal body? Who cares? I live in my ideal body. That's a good thing. My ideal body is certainly a good thing. I'm whole and perfect. Well, I'm whole and perfect. Well, just keep saying it, and pretty soon you will start expecting it and believing it and experiencing it. And the sooner that you just let go and say these positive attitudes and words and thoughts and affirmations about yourself, the sooner they will be your everyday fare and your everyday experience. That's just the way it works. Your voice is heard. My voice is heard. And I make it pay off by speaking it in the area that I would like to have my life be, if it is not already that way. And you can be sure If you'd like your life to be that way, it already is that way. It already is experiencing itself in that way, and it already is doing those beautiful things, but you haven't noticed it. You haven't noticed it because you are so uptight about who you are. You're so uptight about the things that you're working on. You're so uptight about all the nonsense in life. And isn't that silly? Let's be up, not uptight, but let's be upstage, what we can say here. Let's be powerful. Let's be positive about the things that are really wonderful in our life, the things that really turn us on, that make us happy, the things that really give us a feeling of life is wonderful. And that's a good thing to do. It's a powerful thing to do. And you can do that today in everything that you do. Because when you call the Worldwide Healing Ministry, that's what we help you to think about. That's what we guide you in your thought. Think positive, think joyful, think wonderful, and experience those things that you think about. Because, indeed, my voice is heard, and I want to make it wonderful. Make it pay off. My voice is heard, and I make it pay off. If you have if you'd like to talk with a practitioner about a solution to your desires for anything in your life, you can dial our corporate headquarters, 1-866-650-5111. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California here. 1-866-650-5111, our toll-free number for you. And each person who answers the phone will say, "May I help you?" And you say, "Yes, I would like you to speak your word with me for my wholeness and my perfection and my right action and my peace in all of my life." And the person will say, because everyone is a practitioner who answers the phone, the person will say, "It is done. I am a practitioner and I see every desire of your heart fulfilled right now. I see every joy of your life manifest in your world right now. Accept it and it is done." And then you say, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." And it is done. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, when you talk to practitioners here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry, you have a joyful journey. So, when we hear from you, we will be very happy, or thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. And I am here to say, I love you. I love you. I love you.